Welcome to the largest open source conference on Earth. I'm going to start with the plea for help. We fed our volunteers well yesterday night. We're going to feed them again well on Sunday night if you help with cleanup. Also, you can keep all network cable, which you remove under supervision. If you want to volunteer, there's a QR code. Generally speaking, there's going to be a lot of QR codes, so I can move through. So just take pictures of it if you want and keep the cell phone at hand. If you need help or if you don't know what to do or just anything, yellow shirts is for STEM staff. They are supposed to know most anything. Blue shirts are dev room organizers, which basically should know everything for the specific dev room which they are managing. Green shirts are the video volunteers, and orange shirts are the general purpose volunteers who do pretty much everything else. This is the layout. There's also nef.fostem.org. I apparently forgot to put the QR code here, but you're going to see one on the next slide. This will tell you where to go. Off note, this time we also have stands or booths in F and in UA, which is on the right-hand side of you. So check the stand schedule to see what stands are where. We have new places where you can talk to people at stands. If you need anything, there is an info desk. We have one in H1 and K. You can get some maps. You can get your questions answered if you want to donate something or get a T-shirt. We also have online mechanisms to be contacted, obviously. If you lose anything, it will make its way into K. Again, nef.fostem.org is where you find all of the information, including where the info desk is. So if you lose anything or if you find anything, either just give it to someone in a yellow jacket or with a yellow shirt, or go to K and if you lose it as well. Network, as a reminder, this was the first non-core networking conference ever to be IPv6 only. It's largely fixed, but there's one reminder in here. This is an open network. As such, please encrypt your traffic. Like, you don't have to fall for the VPN craze and everything, but please at least make certain you use HTTPS and everything, because sometimes people do bad stuff. We will find you if you do bad stuff, but until such a time, encrypt your traffic. Most important thing about FOSTEM is the hallway track. The rooms will be very full for those who don't know yet. Oh, good question. Who is the first time? Okay. Nice. We are at capacity for this university, so oftentimes you will not be able to get into the rooms. If you have something you really, really want to watch live or really see that speaker in person or whatever, it's a good idea to come to talk before or maybe even earlier. That's also a positive, because a lot of hallway track is happening, chat to people. Don't be afraid, most people here are super nice. So something sounds interesting, just ask, hey, can I join this conversation? Usually the answer is yes, and also this thing is super awesome, can we talk about X? Yeah. Main communication channel is Matrix. We also have IRC, but there is no bridge. If you don't know what Matrix is, you can go to chat.fostem.org and get an account and just register. You see this in the upper left. And then you can talk to everyone else. We are also going to wipe this instance after, so it's not like super long-term for super long-term use, which is deliberate. If you are into social media, our main thing is on Matrix for probably obvious reasons. Feel invited to take a picture of this and follow if you want. Also, as is tradition by now, I'm going to take a picture of the opening talk. If you want to be on the picture, raise your hands. If you don't want to be, just like put something in front of your head or so. Both is completely fine. It's going to take me a little bit, because last time I completely fucked up this picture. And the panorama takes some time, because it's not super light in here. And the human eyes are much, much better. While you're waiting, as a fun fact, snails have 300,000 teeth on their tongue. Just in case you wondered. And I wasted enough of your time to be able to take this picture. Thank you very much. We have a schedule, as most of you are probably aware. We have a massive schedule. We also have a ton of mobile and desktop applications. They're all linked from here. Any single operating system is supported. Even on the Nokia N900, you can still get the schedule. Just go there and do your thing. I see a few people taking pictures. Okay, you're done. We keep ever growing, and again, this has already been the largest open source conference for years and years and years, and we just keep growing ever more as we get new rooms from ULB. We have over 1,000 talks in total, and almost 1,000 speakers. Maybe it's going to increase by the end of this. We also have something new called Lightning Talks. One of the things I always found weird when I joined FOSDEM initially was that Lightning Talks are like 15 minutes. We now have super short Lightning Talks, which to me are the actual Lightning Talks. And I think we still accept submissions. So if you want, do your thing. We have a lot of dev rooms. You can try to read them all out. I see a few people taking pictures. And we have a second page of dev rooms. I'm sorry. It's also all on the schedule, but also now you have it on your mobile. And we have a ton of stands, as you probably guessed. Some of them are only for one day, so check the schedule to be aware of what happens when. And we have even more stands. We also have a lot of birds of a feather session. They basically come together and you discuss, meet and discuss a topic which you care about. This is fully interactive. There are no talks given, no slides, no anything. You get a room. People show up, you discuss whatever topic you want to be discussing. Maybe you take some notes, maybe you don't, maybe you have something which spins into a project. I highly encourage you to, if you have nothing else to do and you're like, okay, that one talk is full, I don't see anyone on the hallway who I recognize and know, or if you're a first timer, this is the definition of everyone is welcome to come, join and just talk. So if you're not certain about, hey, I don't know anyone here, this is a really good opportunity to just get to know someone and, yeah, just talk. We have more buffs, obviously. We don't have hacker rooms, same as last year, because we decided that you can also sit in the cafeteria or somewhere with your laptop. We don't need to provide physical infrastructure as much anymore, and we just use it for different things. If you want to go to the cafeteria, there's the navigation link. Also, it's in the center of the campus. For those who know where the old hacker rooms are, if there's a sign which says do not enter, that means do not enter. Every warning has a story. Etiquette. Please try and form orderly queues. That one thing you really, really want to see, really urgently, everyone else in this queue also does. So please don't skip the lines or I'm so important I need to or whatever. Make it orderly. So people can pass by. If there's like a stairway or something, leave a gap so people can go through. Don't like block the whole thing, align to one side towards the wall so people can walk past you. Just the usual, try and make it orderly. Also, if your line is completely disentangled, everyone in this room is more than empowered to just say, hey, everyone, can we make this orderly and just get a little bit of order into the thing? It just reduces accidents and makes everything quicker for everyone else. If anyone in a yellow shirt, which actually says Steph, of course I see a few people with yellow shirts and jackets which don't say Steph, or an orange shirt tells you to please do or not do something, please do so. Because we probably have a reason. If we run at you, just go out of the way. Sometimes we have to run, and that means we need space. If someone yells and runs, then make double space. If you see someone with an orange or a yellow shirt in the field queue, please consider letting them skip. Also, the flip side is like, don't push forward if you have an orange shirt. There's one exception to the please rule. If we do food runs, like for example for wok or nok or something, we will just go towards the end of the queue of the food stand and just skip the complete queue, because else we are going to be waiting forever and not making a FOSDEM for you. We have 25 years of FOSDEM, who don't know. This is the 25th edition. And last year I asked everyone to bring their t-shirts. I hope you remembered. We also posted this on a few channels and everything. Tomorrow there's going to be the big photo session, and also for all the photographers who volunteered to take photos, show up to there, and we're going to figure something out, how you arrange and everything. I did not send the email yet, but yeah. And if you have t-shirts which have shrunk in the wash inexplicably, I have the same problem. Just bring them and hang them on your tiny belly, or give them to someone else or whatever. Also, I'm going to do an anecdote session. If you have nice anecdotes of how FOSDEM happens, like in the background, feel invited to send stories and or photos to info@. Not like random stuff, but like something which is maybe not obvious to the rest of the audience. Like if you gave that one talk and this thing happened, or you organized a deaf room 10 years ago or whatever, or something big and life-changing. Like, for example, if you decided to get married because you met someone here 5 years ago and whatever, like those kinds of things, feel more than invited to send us email to info@fosdem.org and also to join the session on the anecdotes. We have a treasure hunt. You will find signage at some around the campus and also at the info desk. And also, if you scan this QR code, you can join the treasure hunt. I'm told there's prizes. I don't know what the prizes are. Then, as accident and luck would have it, today is apparently Global Switch Day. So if you're using any closed source stuff, consider switching to open source alternatives, because there's a lot of good stuff. And personally speaking, Mastodon is way more chill than all the alternatives. You need to sometimes shut down people who just talk to you forever, but it's overall way more chill and technical. So if you want to change to open source and get out of the grasp of the megacorps, that's one of the good ways. More on etiquette. If something says the room is full, this means the room is full. It does not mean you specifically, because you are so special, can still squeeze in. It means the room is actually full. Every warning has a story. Please send feedback. We really like feedback. We read all feedback. We also take all feedback into account. We don't always get to answer all feedback, to be honest, because it's just so much. But if you have anything good or negative, please send it. Also, for those who have something positive, please also send it, because you always only send the negative stuff. But we appreciate the good, the bad, and the in-between. Health and safety. FOSDEM flu is real. Personally speaking, I've been ill roughly 50% of the time after FOSDEM. I see a few people masking, myself included, in a few minutes. We do have masks at the info desk in K, so if you forgot yours or if you decide you want to wear a mask after all, we have plenty of masks left. And obviously this is optional, but you keep hearing everyone cough around you, so consider doing what you want, but at least consider it. And if you feel really sick, it would be appreciated if you just go back to your room, even though you made it here, or maybe just wear a mask so you don't infect others. Would be nice. First aid. If you need first aid, this is where first aid is. Also, just go to the info desks if you need anything. We have a code of conduct. We follow the code of conduct. We enforce the code of conduct. If anything happens, you can read this. Also, again, QR code. You can send email to contact@fosdem.org. You can call this number any time of day. Please not 3 a.m. as a joke. And you can ask anyone in the yellow. Ideally, avoid putting this onto blue, orange, or green shirts. Ideally, pick a yellow shirt or, as in staff, or go to the info desk. There's a round of thank yous, all of the volunteers, and all. All the deaf room managers. All speakers. and all staff. We also have sponsors. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. We couldn't pay for renting you a beer or anything. They give us a big discount. But also thank you to the sponsors. If you are of the opinion that FOSDEM is the biggest open source event on Earth and we should not be dependent on corporate sponsors, we tend to agree you can fix this. This is the way. Complaining on social media does not help. Donating and putting money where your mouth is helps more. We also have t-shirts for sale, so that's also a good way. And finally, thank you. So, have fun and be excellent to each other.